When Don came and spoke to my PWG lady, and it was awesome. So she reached out to me last month and she said, hey, I ran into Katie, and you know, I think it's time for me to come back. And I'm like, okay, next month, come on, right?
Yes, she's
like, great. So because I know how wonderful she is, we just have to make sure that it's a topic that's within the guidelines that have changed, so they're so squeaky about the guidelines. So she made a PowerPoint presentation especially for you guys. So I really, really, really want you to give a big hand of a round of applause to Ms. Donna Marie Mattel. She's got a wealth of information for you. Please, ladies, whoever just got here, go ahead and get yourself something to eat quietly, and then have a seat, and we can talk later. And also, make sure you take good notes, okay?
All right.
All right, Ms. Dawn, go ahead.
Thank you. Well, thank you for having me here. I'm really excited to be back. I really enjoyed my last session with you guys. Today I'm going to talk about healthy skin and healthy life, but I'm also going to cover a couple of other, you could call it factors, of the face shapes and color and how it affects us when we're choosing accessories and makeup colors and hairstyle colors and all that. Just to give you a little bit of background on myself, I'm an image consultant, fashion stylist, and makeup artist. Sure. Is this better? Okay. I don't have a microphone.
Is there a microphone there?
I don't see one, but I'll try to speak up as loudly as I can. I'm sorry, my allergies are kind of kicking my butt, so I'm a little hoarse, but hopefully I won't have a sneezing fit. So I'm a fashion stylist. I was certified from FIT in New York City. It's where I'm from. I moved to Tampa about 5 years ago now, and I love it here. I don't want to go back up north, and my friends and family keep trying to drag me back there, but I won't go. And I've worked with Dress for Success in New York, and that's how I found out about the group. And I was doing some work with them, as well as another company called Bottomless Closet, which was like Dress for Success. And my thing is I love to give back. So when I heard about Dress for Success being here in Tampa, I got really excited because I thought I had to give that up and I wasn't going to find that here. So I've been working with them, doing some suiting at the shop for like the last 3 years now, and I love it. And meeting great people. And today I want to cover some different topics on skincare and cosmetics, and little makeup tips and tricks if I can help you along the way. I will have a very brief session where we can discuss some of the issues, but I'm going to move forward and try to get in as much as I can because I know I'm limited on time. So without further ado, I'm going to go into this. And I do want to pass around because I was not able to print out this presentation for you guys, and I would love if you have an email access, I'm going to pass around this notepad. If you can just put your name and email, I will love to send you that as a gift from me to you. And I will get that to you within the next few days. So let me just see how we go here. A couple of things we're going to take away today. I'm just going to talk about the face shapes. There are 5 different face shapes. Some skin types. There are 4 different skin types. Temperature and contrast. I'm going to do a little color demonstration for you. We're going to talk about some skin concerns you might have, some lines, creasing, puffiness, dryness, flakiness, maybe brown spots, things like that. Sun protection, tools and hygiene, makeup tips and tricks, and I have a couple of resources that I will pass this on to you. So if you, in the meantime, if you have some paper and pen, just take some notes. That would be a great thing to do. Okay, there are 5 basic face shapes. It's oval, square, round, heart, and oblong. And I'm going to give you some of the properties to each one. The oval face shape is considered like the best shape of all. Think of Jessica Alba, Eva Mendes. It's the perfect shape. Your cheekbones dominate and the chin is very small. The square face shape, think of Angelina Jolie and Demi Moore. You have a squared off forehead and the jawline is the same width as the cheekbones. The round face shape is very circular and has a rounded forehead, full cheeks, and a round jaw. Think of Cameron Diaz and Jennifer Goodwin. The heart-shaped face is also known as the inverted triangle shape. Think of Jennifer Love Hewitt and Reese Witherspoon. They have a wide forehead, and the cheeks and the chin tapers to a little point. It's such a great face shape. I love it. I wish my face looked like that. The oblong face shape, which is what I have, it's a high prominent forehead, long cheeks, and a slightly square jaw. One of the tricks that I find to make my face a little bit shorter is to wear bangs so that I don't look so long. And why is it so important to know the face shape? It's for several reasons. One is when you're trying to get your neckline and collars for what you're going to wear. So there's a trick to that, but that's another story. We could get into another session on that, which is something I want to do here as well. And also when you're choosing your accessories. For instance, if you have a very round face and you want it to look a little bit more angular, you would wear something that's more angular on the shape of the earring instead of something round. And the other way around, if you want to accentuate it, you'd wear something more round. Same thing with your eyeglasses. So those are just a couple ABCs of fashion, whether you want to accentuate, balance, or camouflage, so which is a fun little thing, which I'm hoping to come back to be able to teach you some of that. There are four different skin types. You have dry, oily, combination, and sensitive. Dry is usually when you wash your face and it feels very tight after you first wash your face. It can be also flaky, as we know. And in the winter months, we probably all get a little bit dry and ashy and a little bit flaky. Oily, we produce a lot of oil, and you can sometimes also have very oily hair. And the combination where you have an oily in the T-zone, which is your forehead, your nose, and your chin, and your cheeks could be dry. And the sensitive skin, which is what I have, is where you can get breakouts from fragrance or any harsh chemicals or any kind of heavy exfoliation. You might get a lot of redness from it. That's a sensitive skin. Temperature is, it can either be cool, warm, or neutral. A cool-based temperature is usually a pink and blue undertones in the skin tone. That's how you'll know she's very pink and she's got a lot of blue in her undertones. That's a cool temperature. A warm temperature is very yellow and golden-based. As you can see from her, she's just very golden. She just radiates gold. And neutral is that she's very almost translucent. So there's really neither pink or gold. She's just kind of like a blank slate. So that is a neutral. A contrast, how to find out the contrast that you have, and we'll get into why, is you're going to find the difference between your hair color and your skin tone. So there's three. There's a high, a low, and a no contrast. So for example, Christina Ricci, she has a very high contrast where her hair is very dark and her skin tones are very light, so she's got this nice contrast going. A low contrast would be somebody like Nicole Kidman, where she's got her hair color almost matches her skin tones. So you're starting to get a little bit of a borderline where it's like, oh, okay, they're starting to almost blend in with one another. And then if you have no contrast, like I'm bringing up this girl again, she has her hair and her face almost match identically. There's like no difference between the two. And the reason I bring this up that's important is because there's several reasons. It could be the makeup colors that you choose to use. You might want to accentuate if you don't have, like, say your eyebrows are very light. You might want to bring out a little bit more color in your eyebrows, make them a little bit darker with some pencil or shadow. You can also lessen the contrast, too. And also when you want to, what you're going to wear. So, for instance, people with a high contrast, they look really good with black and white colors, and they could wear bold makeup colors. And to show you some interesting topics on color, I'd love to get somebody from the audience just to show you how important color can be. It can make you pop or it can make you disappear. Come on up. And what is your name?
April,
hi.
How are you?
Okay. Now, looking at this young lady here, what would you say is her undertones?
Put your hair. Yeah,
I thought
you
were going to
ask for a face
that's
oval.
You say, okay. Does everybody agree with that? Do you think it's oval?
Oh, I thought it was round.
See, I don't see it as round because your cheeks aren't that full. So I would say she is more moist.
Yeah.
Okay. But what would you think her skin tone? Do you think her temperature is cool, warm?
Warm.
She's very golden, right? But now when you put on colors on her, can you just hold that up to your face and just show the audience? Okay, we're going to go through four different sets of colors. And I'm going to have you choose which ones you think look the best on her. So far, out of those two, you guys like this one? Okay. This, and you like this one?
Yeah.
Okay. And now this one? And now this one here. I'd say this is the best one for you. If you want, I could take a picture of you with that, and then you can have your colors for you, and I can email them to you as well. So you see, it's a warm.
So
and these
I'm not like a blue, green, purple person.
You can wear blues and greens and purples, but just a shade of blues and greens and purples.
Yeah.
So this is actually your brights on the warm intense. So you can wear the intense colors. You can wear the purples, but you're going to want to wear an intense purple.
Uh-huh.
So that would be more like an intense
blue,
purple.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Like that. But thank you, April.
Thank you.
So what kind of face does she have?
She has the oval-shaped face. But you see how the importance of color is? If you ever notice, you might wear an outfit and all of a sudden everybody's complimenting you all day long. And you're like, why is it that when I wear this one thing, I get all these compliments? And it's probably because the color is the right color for you. That's why it's really important to know what colors it is when you're wearing your makeup colors, even for your hair color. Because some people who could be very golden can go blonde and look off. And you're like, well, that doesn't look right. And you wonder why, and it's because the hair color is off. So I just wanted to give you a little bit on that. Now, skin concerns. I'm sure we all have them because I know I do, and I worked with Clinique for many years in the treatment division as well as at the counters, and I've had a lot of women come up to me and ask me, what do I do for this and what do I do for that? Now, usually the first thing is fine lines. As we get older, you know, we've had too much sun, and all of a sudden it's starting to show. We're getting brown spots. We're getting crow's feet and lines. There's several things you can do about the lines and crow's feet, which there's obviously fillers, there's Botox and things like that, but I tend to try to do things more naturally. I don't like to do anything that's genetically modified, but for those who do like to do it, that's more power to you. But I find that masks are really important. If you can give yourself a good mask once a week and use natural, like if you can find things that are natural, I love using just getting avocado, mashing it up, and using an avocado mask because it's really great if you have dry skin. If you have oily skin, egg whites is really nice because it tightens the skin as well. Acne. Acne is a really big problem, and I think, and it's not just for when you're a teenager, because we got adult acne as well. And I find that usually there's certain triggers that cause acne. If you have acne, stay away from dairy. It's going to aggravate the acne even more. Also, Clinique has a great line for acne, so if people have it on their back sometimes, they have a great product there for that. And also, it scars. So when you have a breakout, and please don't squeeze them. I know how tempting it is because I want to just pop them. But please don't do that because you're only going to scar your face further. Let it heal. Believe it or not, toothpaste, the white toothpaste, not the gel. That's actually a great little trigger. If you could put that on at night, it usually helps shrink some of the swelling. Redness is partly, yes?
What did you say about the toothpaste?
You could just dab a little bit on the pimple, on the breakout, before you go to sleep at night. Just make sure when you wake up in the morning that you wash it off because it will be there the next day. Redness, which is part of rosacea, and usually it needs to be treated by a dermatologist, but you can use things for like sensitive skin that don't have any fragrance because usually fragrance is one of the first things that's going to aggravate the redness. Also, spicy foods can aggravate rosacea and bring up more of the redness, as well as alcohol. So if you can kind of think about some of those things, then obviously stay out of the sun. And if you are in the sun, please use the SPF. Brown spots happens to a lot of us. As we go through hormonal changes, we start to get brown spots, obviously from some sun damage. We will get some of that as well. And I thought I just saw a hand up, sorry.
was going to ask you, what do you do for that? Because I have.
There's a couple things. There are lightening agents like hydroquinone, but you need to get that from a dermatologist. They do have one over-the-counter. Anything that has, you'll see skin lightening. I'm trying to think of the company. Who? Ambi? Okay. But it takes a long time. And if you do use any lightening agents, please be sure to use SPF. Because if you don't, you're just going to walk outside. Like, people use Retin A, and then they go walk outside without SPF, and then they're going to get brown spots. Because your skin is more susceptible to the melanin turnover cells when you're using a Retin A on your face. Bumps on the skin, which I call chicken skin, that's another problem. If you do an exfoliation, like get a loofah sponge, but make sure you really clean the loofah sponge, because if you don't, you can get a lot of bacteria building up on that, and that can cause more havoc on your skin. Eye puffiness and under eye circles. Under eye circles, unfortunately, I have them. There's nothing we can do about them. They're hereditary. The blue veins under the skin is so thin around the eyes that it's like having a silk shirt versus denim jeans. The body is the denim jeans and the eyes are the silk blouse. It's so sensitive that we can't really, even though everything claims to treat under eye circles, I'm sorry, that's just a marketing trick and they just want you to buy the product. But concealer is your best friend. I can't live without it, and I'm so glad I invented it. Eye puffiness, though, you can control some of that. And we can get a lot of fatty tissue under the eyes and get these little pockets of fat that sit there underneath the eye orbit. But if you can make a strong green tea, freeze some ice cubes, and then wrap those ice cubes in like linen that you would use maybe to do waxing and things like that, or even just a washcloth, and leave that under the eye, which will bring down the puffiness. And caffeine, if you have little products and eye creams that have caffeine in it, that will also bring down the eye puffiness.
Question.
Yes.
Are you talking about tea bags? How
would
you do that?
You would make the tea bags and then put them into ice cube trays. The green tea, and then this way they freeze, and then you can put them in a rag, and then you put the compresses on your eyes. That will take down some of the puffiness. Yes?
You mentioned on brown spots.
Yes.
On people of color like me, it's like a black spot. How do you do that?
There are lightening agents that you can buy, but usually the dermatologist, if you see a dermatologist, they can get you the hydroquinone. I've had them myself, and I found that when I use the hydroquinone, I really have to watch with the sun, because as soon as I'm out there, even with the SPF, it's really hard. I wear a hat, something to protect my skin from the sun.
Lemon tea if you have taken internally, it will take them away, and also lemon juice.
But you know what's weird with lemon juice? It could also have a reaction with lemon juice. You can actually get more spots from lemon juice, so I wouldn't put that on your face. Until you do it on your skin somewhere else just to see how you react before you apply it to your skin on the face. Yes?
2 days ago, I went to look for a concealer in the market. There's so many brands. But the one I'm looking in the market is like a cream base.
Okay.
And I'm trying to find what brand you recommend. Most of them are like a stick or a crayon. And I'm afraid of pulled skin. I don't want to pull the skin.
Okay.
I use the cream base.
I use one from MAC, which comes in a tube, and it's very creamy. But you should always apply concealer with a thin, small concealer brush so that you're not tearing at the skin and pulling and tugging at the skin, because it is so sensitive. Right. And also, once you use the brush, just dab it with your ring finger just to kind of make sure that it's blended in. And just make sure you get underneath the eye really well, like underneath the eyelashes.
So you recommend
MAC? They have a really great concealer that's in a tube, and it's
Is this in the market,
like in Walgreens? If you go to one of the department stores, you can find a MAC counter. You know who else that used to make a great one that I liked was. They do. It just depends on the formulation. Because the sticks, I don't like the sticks. They're too harsh. They're too chalky, and they just don't have any slip to them. But let me just to get back to you on this. I would say Physician's Formula. They have a blue and a yellow, a green and a yellow combination, And that works really well to knock out any blueness underneath the eye. And it's also a creamy formula, and it comes with a little brush.
So how do you know which one is select for you?
You would play with it. If you don't like it, you can return it, even though you've opened it and tried it, and they will get your money back. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes, Deborah.
I'm just going to say that she tried some of my oil of Olay.
The moisturizer?
No, for her
eye cream. Okay.
Because we were told at another one of her, these groups that you go in this way.
See, I never heard of going inward. You always want, when you're cleaning skin or when you're blending, you always want to go outward. I don't know who told you to go inward. I mean, that's I.
Makeup stylist.
I don't know where she was, where she learned her.
But the question is, you're pulling the skin, so how do you avoid pulling so much?
Well, you just do it lightly. You're not like going to scrub it and yank it. You know, you're just very gently tapping, and you know, and the brush is going to help you from pulling. That's why we use the makeup brushes.
Okay. And you notice the finger that she used.
The ring finger is one of the ones that's.
Because where your dexterity with that finger, you're not going to.
Yeah, you're not going to be like, "Rrr," you know. And also, when you're taking your makeup off, I like using Salma Hayek. She has that new line Nuance, and she's got a really nice makeup remover. I think it's like $7 for a bottle. It seems to last about 6 months or so. And I use a cotton round, and when you just place it on your eye, and you gently shake it, you don't scrub and rub it, it'll loosen up all the mascara and the makeup, and you'll see. You'll be like, "Wow, look at that. I didn't have to do anything." It just a simple, without tugging it, because the more you tug, the more you're going to make it a little worse on the lines. Yes?
One of the better eye makeup removers that I've used is actually the Mary Kay eye makeup remover.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not as oily as some of the other ones, and very similar. One wipe
and it comes right off.
How much comes off. You're like, "No way."
It is amazing. And I like that. And I also used to like the Clinique remover as well. Dryness, we all get that in the winter months. And I'm sure if you have dry skin, you still have it in the summertime, but maybe not as dry. I'm one of those people, my skin is always dry. Even with the moisture and the humidity, I still get dry skin. I like to exfoliate. My body as much as I can. Not the face, because the face you only want to exfoliate maybe once a week. Any more than that, you're really looking to just aggravate the skin. It doesn't need to be exfoliated, because when we sleep at night, our skin cells turn over to begin with, and that's when you're going to want to use your night treatments when you go to sleep at night, because they're going to work the best for you while you're sleeping at night. Also, I love to moisturize the body as soon as you come out of the shower when you still have the moisture in your skin. It helps seal the moisture in there. So if you can, even if it's just baby oil, just put it on your body when you get out of the shower, because you'll notice the difference. And, "Oh, wow, my skin feels soft all day long." Yes?
Someone recently recommended olive oil in a spray bottle.
Well, that's different.
Easy to apply. Okay. You don't over-apply it.
Right. I can see that.
Spray it on, one rub.
Yeah. I love using olive oil. Yeah.
This is a person who has very, very dry skin.
Okay.
She heard about it.
And you know what else is really great for dry skin is coconut oil.
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorites too. I use it in my hair. I use it on my cuticles. I use it on my skin. I put it on my face, especially when you come out of the shower or the bath. And if you take baths, if you're one person who loves to take bubble baths like I do, do not use, even showers, do not use hot water. Like hot water is just going to dry out your skin. Use a temperature, like a warm, lukewarm shower or a bath, because it will save your skin from drying out a little bit more. And as for the excess oil, I would just suggest using oil-free products when it comes to foundation. Or people who have excess oil think that they don't need to moisturize, but I have to disagree with that, because you still, even though the outer layers might be oily, the underneath is still dry, and you need to moisturize that. And the best moisturizer I found for oily skin is by Clinique. It's the Dramatically Different Moisture. It's the yellow, the famous yellow, but they do a gel version for the oily skin. So, and that little bottle, that lasts a really long time. So it's worth investing in that if you do have really oily skin and you want to find a really nice moisturizer. Some tools and hygiene. If you can, find the best brushes that you can find because they will last you forever, especially if you maintain them and you clean them weekly. I usually clean them weekly. When I'm working with clients, obviously, I clean them per client. But for myself, I usually do it once a week. You can use, I use baby shampoo, like a Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo, and I just wash them, rinse them under warm water, let them dry on some paper towels overnight, and they're ready to go. Another good thing is sponges, because if you can't get the brushes, then sponges are very affordable, and you can toss them away, which is nice. So CVS and Walgreens, they all sell them. They're a Target. As I mentioned before, the ring finger, when you're going to make any kind of blending, whether it's on the cheeks, even if it's on your lips, if you're going to take lipstick off of a, even though I don't like to do that, but you can take it off of, if it's your own lipstick, spray your eyeliners and your lip pencils with alcohol, because the eyes are one of the first places that's going to collect any bacteria, and if you don't sharpen them and clean them, they just like breed heavy duty. The same thing with your mascaras. Do not use your mascaras for more than 6 months, because that's just like infestation waiting to happen, and you can end up with pink eye and infections, and you have a much bigger problem to deal with. Never share your lipstick with anybody else. I'm sure you've heard that before. Use a spatula or something to shave it off, even if it's just a Q-tip. You know, the in the between, the wand. Just scrape it off and then use it, and somebody else can use it, because you don't want to contaminate anybody with anything, any kind of bacteria. And also, when you have your treatments, your skin treatments, never put your fingers in there. Even if you just wash your hands, it doesn't matter. We still have germs on us. We touch over 100 surfaces a day. And as soon as you touch that jar, you just contaminated the entire jar. So even the same thing, you want to use a Q-tip, you know, use the Q-tip, pull it out, and then put it on the back of your hand, and then use it on your face. That'll help maintain your products a little longer.
One thing before you continue.
Yes.
I was watching Dr. Oz, who mentioned something I thought was very unique. I might pass it on to you, you may have heard it. On the lipstick, the roll-on.
Yeah.
Baby wipes, he said to clean that with baby wipes every now and then.
Okay. I like to use, I take the Q-tips, believe it or not, and then I go around, and even the, you know, inside the caps get a little cruddy and stuff like that, and if you go to the beach and it gets sand in there in your bag and things like that, so I'm always using my Q-tips to clean them out, but yeah, that's a great tip. What I like to do is, before you put your makeup on, is to prep your skin with an ice water bath. It'll actually tighten your pores, and it gives you a nice glow. It's like you're ready to go, hit the ground running. And to make sure you thoroughly cleanse and moisturize your skin, it will help put the makeup on smoother, and it'll last longer. And as I mentioned before, they're dramatically different for the oily skin. And on the warmer months, if you don't want to use a heavy foundation, you can mix your foundation with a little bit of moisturizer to give it more of like a tinted moisturizer. I prefer just using tinted moisturizers rather than foundation, because I do like more of a natural look. And on occasion, you know, you're going to go out and you're going to go to a party or something, you're going to step it up a little bit more with a little heavier coverage. As I mentioned before, exfoliation is really important, because our skin cells are turning over every day. They're just rapidly turning, and we do have to slough them off our skin, and the only way to do that is to physically use a product. There's a lot of exfoliation products out on the market. I prefer ones that have the small micro beads over things like walnut shells. You might see something that say walnut shells on it. They're not as harsh. I have really sensitive skin, so I have to watch anything with fragrance, because fragrance just can make me break out. The concealer I mentioned earlier, the masks are really important too, not only for your skin, but for your hair as well. If you have dry hair, I use a heavy-duty mask once a week, because I find, you know, with all the blow-drying and the products that we use, we're always stripping the oils out of our hair, so that's always important. And if you have oily skin, I love, they have these little blotting tissues. And it won't remove your makeup. It'll just absorb the oil. And then you don't have to be, like, fudging with your face and, you know, getting into that. And as I mentioned earlier, too, is to use oil-free products if you have oily skin. MAC has a Studio Fix Foundation. It's great to take away the excess shine, so if you do have oily skin, that's a great one. And if you, I'm one to set your makeup after you apply your makeup with loose powder. Just use a big fluffy brush and make sure you tap it to take away any excess so that you don't walk around and it doesn't get on your clothing and all that kind of thing. Your lips, they also get chapped and dry, and sometimes they get flaky. If you ever notice, and it's like, why are my lips so flaky? How do I get rid of it? You can exfoliate it, and a great little tip on that is just take your toothbrush dry and just rub it on your lips, and it will loosen up the flaky skin, and it'll fall off. When you whiten your teeth, it'll also help you make a little bit more youthful. You can do that. They have the Crest white strips on the market. They actually work really well, unless you want to go to a dentist and have them professionally do it, but that's a lot more expensive. And when you're wearing foundation, you really want to make sure you've got the right color. Did you ever see a woman and she's got this, like, mask? And then her chest and her neck is a totally different color? You don't want that. So really, you want to have that color matched for you. And if you don't know what it is, go to the counter. Go to someone that you know. Bobbi Brown is really somebody I really like her color line because she's got color for every skin tone I found. And also MAC, but with MAC, I find it's a little bit drying, so I prefer the Bobbi Brown line. And blend is your friend. You want to make sure that you don't have any kind of markation between your face and your neck. You might have to, like, add a little bit of color if you have, like, say you were in the sun and your face is a little darker and your chest didn't get any or what have you. You have to play around with it. Now, I've worked with women, too, women of color, that I have to use three different shades of foundation to blend it because they may be darker on their forehead, lighter on the cheeks. The chin might be a different color. So I would have to play with that as well. And don't be afraid to do that because it's going to make your skin tone be the perfect skin tone for you. And when you're using your eyeliner pencils, a trick to keep them from melting off of your face is to just go over them again with powder of the same color, which will help set that wax because the pencil is made out of a wax and it'll just melt off, especially with the heat down here. It just melts off your face real quickly.
Excuse me, do you recommend waterproof eyeliner?
I do, especially in the warmer months. Even waterproof mascara, I don't go without waterproof mascara now since I moved down here because I notice I'm constantly sweating and everything just melts off me really fast, so I stick with the waterproof mascara. Yes?
It's sometimes frustrating for women that they have to have multiple colors of foundation because you have your summer foundation and then you have your fall foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of, you know, tanning.
Exactly. But if you, usually they last you a long time. So if you use you figure you have like 4 or 5 months that's going to be used for your fall, you know, your winter months, and then your summer is going to be another 4 or 5 months. So you're talking like an extended period of time. It's not like it's just going to be for 1 week and then you have to toss it. And you don't have to buy super expensive foundation either. I mean, I found a lot of the inexpensive products, CoverGirls and Neutrogena and Almay's of the world, they work good too, you know. It's just finding the right product that works for your skin tone. And as I said, if you don't like something, you bought it, you can bring it back. And a lot of people don't know that. They think, oh, no, I'm stuck with this item. I just paid, you know, $14 or $20 for this lipstick. Just bring it back. Just let them know that you've used it so that they don't put it back on the shelf. And they will send it back to the manufacturer. Some resources that I like to use for finding my makeups and skincare items. Ricky's, New York City, is a really fun place. Now they're finally online, so I'm like, yay, they finally got online. Ricky'sNewYorkCity.com, you can find everything in there from false eyelashes to makeup wands to disposable sponges, wigs, you name it. The makeup and body and bubble baths, it's just an amazing store. So if you like, check it out. They have some really great prices. Obviously, Sephora, they have everything in there. I don't know if anyone's ever been to the Ulta stores, but I know there's one in Citrus Park Mall area there, and it's been really great. They have some, and they have a lot of coupons online. So if you go to their website, there's always a bunch of coupons on there. So obviously, CVS, Walgreens, Walmart, Kmart, I found that they even beat the prices of CVS's and Walgreens. And Dollar Tree, I've pulled like lipsticks from there and nail polishes from there, and I'm like, woo, a dollar, you know. And they work, so I'm like, hey, if it works, if it's not broken, don't fix it. Drugstore.com is another great place. If you sign up with them online, they will send you coupons all the time through your email for 50% off of this or free shipping and this and that. BobbyBrown.com is also, if you can't get department stores, then you can go online and shop from them there. At the Ellington Outlet Mall, it's called the Company Store, I believe is what it's called, and they have Estee Lauder, and Estee Lauder owns Bobbi Brown, they own Clinique, they own MAC, they own Stila, and there's a couple others. But they have products there that are like 30% off. So if you wanted to find it, they're not going to have everything in the line, but it's hit or miss kind of thing. And I love going there because I usually can find some of the things I want, the cleansers and treatment products. Amazon.com is another great place for beauty supplies. They just hit me a couple years ago that, oh, wow, they're selling everything out there now. So that's a great deal. And Victoria's Secret, I like going there too because you can get those little juicy lip gloss tubes sometimes. They're like 3 for $12, and you can get some good deals with that. And I want to thank you all for coming. If you have any questions, please let me know. While I have a few minutes left. I'm speaking really fast, and I'm sorry, but I just didn't know how much time I would have to cover it. And are there any questions?
Anyone have any questions?
You mentioned something about the high contrast. Was that the color of the clothing?
No, well, it's your hair and your skin tone versus your skin tone. So when you look at the difference between your hair color and your skin tone, is it a high contrast? High is like from a number 10, or is it low, or is it no contrast? And as I showed in the pictures, like right now I'm looking at you, I'd say that you would have a low contrast. But if you wanted to change that, you can change that by the color that you add in your hair or the makeup that you use. What I was saying before about the high contrast is that it's a whole nother topic, but for instance, high contrast people, they look at high contrast colors, which could be stark black and white mixed together, or purples and yellows.
What would be the color for low contrast then?
I'm sorry?
What would be the color for low contrast? Because many years ago, I used to have medium colored hair with red tones or highlights.
Okay.
Okay. As you age and you got gray hair,
and you have to cover it.
Mm-hmm. I changed the color, so it won't be so harsh, and I'm going to a red tone on my hair color.
Okay.
So now when I go that, I don't know what makeup color or makeup to blend a color I've never come across.
That's something else you have to take into consideration once you color your hair, is that your makeup colors are not necessarily going to work for you anymore, depending on where you go with your hair color. My only suggestion for that is to go to a makeup counter and see a makeup artist and let them choose some colors that work for your skin tone with the hair color that you're currently wearing. And you also, the clothing you wear, the colors of clothes you wear might change as well.
That's another thing I don't know what to... I've been told and complimented, which I didn't realize until you said it today. They complimented me. I wasn't realizing the color that I was wearing was perfect for me.
Well, you know, I mean, if you want, I can give you my number and we can schedule a session and we can meet and I can actually go through those with you. Yeah, because that's something that I have to sit down and I have assessment tools that I use. And
okay.
Yeah, we could do that.
Thank you.
Appreciate
that.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. Regarding the face shape,
yes.
I don't know if it changes with your weight. I know I've put on maybe 40 pounds or so I feel like my face is a lot rounder than it used to be. I mean, does it ever change, or is it still the same structure, it's just bigger or smaller?
It's the same structure, but the weight does change the shape. But once you lose the weight, you'll go back to where you were before you gained the weight. Does that make sense?
Right. What would you say?
See, I'm looking at you and you look oval to me.
Oval? Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know I've gained weight myself, and I had more of an oblong face, and now I find that it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. So I'm trying to lose the weight. But I come down here, and I got all this pulled pork, and I've got these great dishes, and I'm like, you can't stop eating it. So.
We have time for one or two more questions. Do you have another question? I know you've been asking along the way, but...
Yes.
I'm just stretching.
Okay. Yes.
Can you please emphasize more on teeth whitening?
Okay, there's a couple different products out there. There are whitening pens.
Natural.
Sorry?
Natural.
Baking soda is a great hydrogen peroxide mixed with baking soda. That's a great way to do it. Just when you mix in the hydrogen peroxide, you got to be careful that you don't use too much. You want to make it pasty and not too liquidy, because the hydrogen peroxide is going to kind of foam up in the mouth. So you can use that mixed with the baking soda, and that will help lighten the teeth. Yeah. Okay. Yes. I'm sorry?
What can you use to make your neck look smaller?
God, I wish I had an answer for that one.
Stretch.
Yeah. There is, like, you know, they have those stretches that you can do. You know, they're kind of weird looking. You know, yeah. That's kind of weird stretches. It's like, you know, it's like the aerobics for the neck. You know, carry some bags around your head. But I always love scarves, you know. If you don't like the neck area, wear a scarf. Kind of camouflages that for a little while.
And moisturize.
Yeah, and up. But that's just, it's one of those areas that is really a tough battle to fix without going under the knife to really have that, to have that done. Yes?
One last question. Do you help women of all ages?
Absolutely.
Even those that are trying to get back to the workforce right now?
Oh, I work with everyone. Age doesn't matter. Age is just a number.
Yeah.
Age is just a number. It's really...
It's kind of hard to compete the young ones. Oh, you're trying to kind of like cover your...
You can't. Yeah. It's apples and oranges. You know, it's we are who we are, where we are, when we are, and that's it. I mean, it's... You know, I have a sister. No, but I have a sister who's 64, and I've been her stylist now for the last 15 years. I've been helping dress
her.
Oh yeah, I've been.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, and she's always, you know, she'll get compliments. She's like, oh, my sister's a stylist, you know, because she's just like, I don't know what I would do without you.
That's the one thing I always tell people. Word of mouth is the best grateful this thing you get.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I have people coming up to me from that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So how many of you enjoyed what Dawn Marie was able to bring to us today?
Thank you.
Okay, so we're going to keep talking about other things, but before she leaves, she'll be more than happy to maybe step out and... in the hallway if you want to talk to her, or stay afterwards if you want to talk to her. The only thing is we really have to be out of this building at 8. So we want to discuss other things with DWG for the upcoming month. But a round of applause, and we want to do a presentation to John. Thank you very much for your thank you for coming out and for always thinking of PWG and for Dress for Success. That's wonderful. Thank you for calling me. Thank you for reaching out to the ladies. We really learned today a lot about how to be beautiful, healthy, and do the right things when it comes to our look. So we want to look professional. You know, it's funny because we can look casual professional and we can look all dressed up professional. I remember many of you, there was a time when you walked in, and how you looked when you walked in on the first month to how you're walking in today, you look more professional than me. Linda, where you, Linda, last month, I'm still thinking about that outfit I want to borrow it. Anna today, Anna, stand up. Anna is my diva today. Thank you. So a round of applause for Dominique. You know what I love about our speakers? Hey, you know what I love about our speakers is that she came out in 2012. And then she's still working with Dress for Success and with PWG and with Going Places. So, you know, we have different groups under the umbrella of Dress for Success. So again, thank you for coming out to our event. Thank you for coming out to PWG. We really appreciate it. I got your plate because I know we almost enjoy that, and then you can. Oh, you do?
Yeah. I have a little gift. Okay. I'm trying to think of a. Okay. Out of all the face shapes, who can answer this question? I'm gonna have to go with whoever answers it first. Where's the buzzer? Out of all the face shapes, which one was the perfect shape?
Oh.
I'm sorry, Sarah.
Okay, so we have a few things we want to talk about. One of the things is the PWG. So Margaret, if you can come up here and